Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man, there's a lot to get into on a beautiful Tuesday here in the Metroplex. Zero and myself off 75 and Fitzhugh, Eric Silthy, Spot Studios in Hazlitt. Everything going okay over there? I know that you, apparently you peed on a stick and you're very keto. I just found this out and I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. Turns out Chris Arnold let me know that you can do like keto. There's like a urine analysis for keto people. You buy these sticks, you pee on it, and if the color comes back pink, purple, you're in keto or you're in ketosis, I guess. So I am keto AF. It is official. I got the keto flu like a week and a half ago, where you basically just like have the runs all day. Mm-hmm. So I felt like I've had it for a while, but now I know definitively I do. The funny part is, I live at home with my parents. I'm going through this keto process with them as well. They both peed on the stick today and it came back as like negative keto. Like, you are not in ketosis whatsoever. So they're both, you know, freaking out right now. I'm like, where are you guys cheating? Like, where are you sneaking the candies?
They're
where are
sneaking
you
sneaking
the chips? My dad's a big pretzel guy. I'm like, Dad, I know you're eating pretzels.
Yes.
I know you're eating pretzels.
He's eating
the big ones too.
Are you sure you're not pregnant?
Yeah, well, I think that time's come, you know, come and gone for mom and dad. Not that they're old, but well, they're not young.
No, you.
Oh, me? No. I'm very strong.
You know, the pink and the purple, and I don't know what a pregnancy test the results look like, but
definitely it's not that. It's usually like a minus sign or like a plus sign.
Oh,
or
that's
something.
What we're doing here.
I know.
I didn't know math was part of it. This is not good.
You're not adding. You have to like visualize it. Anyways, I'm in ketosis, and so I'm feeling like $1 million right now.
Well, that's definitely the number one headline. Eric is in full-blown ketosis. This is exciting.
Yeah,
I am
you.
So
thank
happy
you,
for you. We also have headlines in the National Football League. It is the league that never sleeps. And in Cowboys land yesterday, we found out Ezekiel Elliott tested positive for COVID-19. So immediately, we kind of wondered. I know you brought up Dak Prescott, who's worked out with him. You brought up, I was thinking about Dez. You know, I'm a Dezbian. So, is Dez okay? Dez has worked out with him as well. Well, Dez.
How's Dez?
He's tested negative. Dez is okay. Dez took to Twitter.
Yay.
And said that he was tested, got tested for COVID, negative. That's all the tweet said, but that's good news that Dez Bryant tested
Yay!
Negative for COVID-19. So, celebration here. Dez Bryant is okay. Also, we found out.
Wait, I'm wondering here. What if the Cowboys pull a Bruce Arians with their third string quarterback and they do a quarantining of Dez Bryant just in case, Walchuk, we get a wide receiver COVID-19 situation in the middle of the season? Hey, Dez, you've been in quarantine. Let's get you back on the field.
Hey, Jerry's been thinking about it in the shower. There's no doubt that's got to be in the back pocket of the Cowboys. You're nobody else sign him, okay? And if something happens and we need a receiver, Dez, you're ready to go. And
probably
you've been away from
doubt.
The team. You've been working out. We know you've already tested negative. This is good stuff. So I like that idea. I love that idea. I think certainly the Cowboys have to be thinking about it. I'm sure the Saints might be thinking about it too. Maybe even the Chiefs, since Patrick Mahomes has worked out with him. So now that it's out there, we put it out there in the world, Eric. I think other people are going to be stealing these ideas.
Sorry about that. By the way, speaking of Cowboys wide receivers, did you see CeeDee Lamb working out on Instagram or something today?
Oh, did I see CeeDee Lamb?
Oh my God, I know you were soaking this in. This was great. He looks ripped. He looks in shape. He's working out in some random like neighborhood backyard, like a high school kid might in the off season. It's awesome. He's rocking the Cowboys helmet with no star, but he does have the Cowboys helmet. And then there's a point where he's inside working out with like bands, and you'll notice that there's nothing in the house.
There's no hardwood furniture.
There's walls with white paint, and then it's just CeeDee Lamb working out. You couldn't find an ounce of anything like house related inside of this house. This is just a workout sanctuary, quarantine workout for CeeDee Lamb. He's looking good, man. He is looking good.
More room for activities without the furniture, and I think that's what CeeDee is going for. From the 817, sometimes it takes longer for people to get in ketosis, especially older people. So that could be the case for your parents there. The 214 also loves pretzels, don't we all? And Sean in Canton saying from the 972, that's because Dez is a beast. COVID can't get Dez. And you're right. The Rona doesn't want any of this when it comes to Dez Bryant. Elsewhere in the National Football League, as we give you the headlines of the day, we'll get more into detail with this when we go around the NFL. But Las Vegas is going to host the 2021 Pro Bowl after they missed out on the 2020 draft. And I ask you, when it comes to Orlando, Vegas, or Hawaii, which of those three would be your ideal selection? Because I think Hawaii was nice for players because it's still a vacation and it's one you could take the family to. I think Vegas is one that definitely is exciting, but is it as family friendly as, say, a Hawaii? Not so much. Definitely not as much as in Orlando, but, I mean, as an adult, I'm all about the Vegas deal.
Yeah, it's one of those deals where you're probably going to please the younger crowd of players going to Vegas, even though you wouldn't displease them by going to Hawaii by any means. The older crowd, yeah, they're probably not going to bring the wife and kids, or maybe they will, and they just won't get to enjoy it as much as the kids would enjoy a place like Hawaii. My big thing, though, Walter, and I think this is cool, like Vegas is about to become a mecca for the NFL. Like, why not? Like, that's why you moved the Raiders to Vegas, so that you could have Super Bowls, drafts, Pro Bowls, like anything that you can get behind there and get a mass of people to show up to. Vegas is going to be a cool destination spot. My thing, though, is not that anybody cares about the Pro Bowl in the first place, but man, if you thought the Pro Bowl was sluggish in years past, wait till you get a week-long Vegas bender from all these guys who are about to show up on Sunday to play a game they didn't care about in the first place. That is going to be like a slow-motion touch, like vomiting on the sidelines because last night at the casino was just insane. Like, Vegas is going to be a totally different Pro Bowl vibe than Disney World and Hawaii.
It's already pretty much very slow and sluggish in a bad game, so I mean, I don't think it's going to hurt the game that much, but yeah, it's the hangover will be real. I mean, that's going to be a thing. We also have the Cowboys that are going to observe the Juneteenth as a paid holiday, which will actually be this Friday on June 19th. And the NFL last week already said that it would be a holiday for all of their employees. And Calvin Watkins, friend of the show here on the Nosebleed Seats, tweeted out, a source said the employees of the Dallas Cowboys are also now going to get Juneteenth as a paid holiday. Other teams that have joined the Cowboys and the NFL in making that a holiday for their organization are the Denver Broncos, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Carolina Panthers. And last week we know about the commitment of $250 million over 10 years towards social justice initiatives that the NFL did. So this is just another step in that direction when it comes to NFL organizations, the NFL in general, trying to make changes in regards to the social justice movement that we're currently under with the death of George Floyd. Juneteenth, if you didn't know, is considered the oldest known celebration commemorating the ending of slavery in the United States. It was originally celebrated on June 19th, the day that Union soldiers in 1865 told enslaved African Americans in Galveston, Texas, that the Civil War had ended and they were free. So Jerry Jones still has not commented, but they've made the decision to observe the Juneteenth as a paid holiday. We'll talk with Katie Drummond about that coming up in about 10 minutes or so. And the last bit of news that impacts the Cowboys today, Eric, is Ohio Governor saying that the Hall of Fame game and ceremony, unlikely. Sherene Williams writing an article for Pro Football Talk on NBC Sports, the quote from the Ohio governor saying, as much as I hate to say this, because we've all been looking forward to that, and I know how much it means to the Canton area and the Stark County area and really across the country, it's a great, great event that we've been looking forward to, but having a crowd that size is highly unlikely. Certainly it could not occur today, and it would be very dangerous to do it today. So they will keep monitoring that, but there's a little bit of some pessimism as to if that game will now be played. Last week, we played the audio from David Baker. He was optimistic, but he also said they've got plans on plans on plans in place if the game gets postponed and if the ceremony gets postponed.
Yeah, it seems like the governor and the Hall of Fame committee are not seeing totally eye to eye here. Because if you're not going to have fans, like, isn't pretty much everybody who goes to the Hall of Fame game somebody who went for the Hall of Fame weekend and soaked in the ceremony and did the whole thing, and then the next morning you wake up, maybe you do some tailgating, and then you watch the game that night. So if the Hall of Fame is still planning on having the big ceremony and having all the people, the fans, and all these different voices and familiar faces out there, then, you know, but they're not going to have people in the game, that tells me that the ceremony is probably not going to take place either, at least in the way that we were used to seeing it.
Yeah, I mean, I do think some people probably go out there maybe just for the game because their team's playing in the game, right? So you'd get a lot of Cowboys and Steelers fans that are out there. But clearly, most likely the teams that are playing in those games, they're selected because they've got also a member of their team being inducted. This year, it's Cliff Harris and Jimmy Johnson representing the Cowboys. So to your point, I get that. I do think there's a way you could still do a ceremony, even if it's virtual. There's a way that you could go about that. It would be different. It wouldn't be ideal. You wouldn't get the awesomeness that is having all of the NFL Hall of Famers together that are still living on the same stage. But I do think there's a way you could hold a ceremony and do it virtual, even if it's not in Canton necessarily. The game, of course, is a different story. And really, since that's an extra bonus fifth preseason game for these teams anyway, I don't think it's the biggest deal if you just went ahead and scrapped the game. It's the ceremony in this that I think is more important.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I definitely agree with you there. So I would love for the Cowboys to get an extra preseason game, though, selfishly.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That game's pretty bad. It's a horrible game, that preseason game. So entertainment value, not so much. But certainly I love hearing Brad Sham's voice. So that's something we'd miss out on at least for one extra game. We do have Roger Goodell. He spoke today, and I think this is important in terms of the testing policy. So with the positive testing that's going on with Ezekiel Elliott, he's the only player we know of the Cowboys and Texans that was reported yesterday. But here's Commissioner Goodell on the positive testing.
So positive tests are going to happen. The issue is, can we obviously prevent as many of those from happening? But in addition, treat them quickly, isolate them, and prevent them from impacting on other personnel. And I think our protocols are working. And again, we expect that we're going to have positive tests. That's part of the increased testing that we'll be going through. And that's something that we just want to make sure that our protocols are working. And I think to date, we're seeing very positive reactions in the sense of making sure that we respond quickly, protect the personnel that may be impacted by that.
So there's Roger Goodell in terms of the positive tests in the NFL, and certainly they've got some time before players are expected to go to training camp. Elsewhere, we move on from the National Football League. Quickly, we'll hit Major League Baseball. Today, Mike Trout and other Major League Baseball stars, they called to start the 2020 season. It was a coordinated message, very simple. Quote, tell us where and when, end quote. Mike Trout tweeting that out, along with Bryce Harper, Blake Snell, Garrett Cole, several other Major League Baseball players. And, you know, I listened again, Eric, to what Rob Manfred said yesterday, and he straight up just lied to all of our faces. That's what he did. He lied to Major League Baseball fans, and he lied to all of us. With one on Wednesday, we played the audio with 100% certainty he says there'll be a season. Then yesterday he retracts from that, and then he also says that I 100% believe that the owners are all together in this, that they want to start a season. Well, there's a report today that at least 6 to 8 Major League Baseball owners don't want the 2020 season to be played. And if you look at exactly how these two sides have been communicating and bargaining, all indications are the owners don't want a season. So Manfred, what he's lying to all of us. There's no truth in this. Major League Baseball is completely getting this absolutely wrong.
Yeah, the thing is they're stalling right now, Walter. I mean, that's what he's doing. Because
the owners don't want to play.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they completely don't want to play at all. I mean, I guess there's plenty of them that do, but they certainly want to play as few games as possible. And so if they can keep kicking the can down the road for another week, maybe 2 more weeks, and then they get to that point where it's like, oh, no, we couldn't come to a decision. Now we don't have time for the 70 or 80 games. Now we have no choice but to go for about 48 to 52 games because that's all that time will allow for us. So bummer, that's where we're at now, and we did it in good faith, and we're still going to try to get as many games in as possible, but 48 to 50 is about all we can handle.
Yeah, but you haven't done it in good faith, and the players are now saying that's fine. If you want to play the 48 games, fine. Tell us when and where. So let's go ahead and get that process moving, and they still haven't done anything in that regard.
So you're saying you're a liar.
Well, and I'm not saying that they're doing it in good faith. I'm just saying that's in their, like, that's how they're trying to portray it to everybody. And if they come out right now when there's still time to play 70 or 80 games and you come out with a plan that's only 48 or 50, then you kind of look like schmucks, right? So the players are just trying to, see if they will, if they are bluffing, you know, they'll be like, okay, then just come out with it right now. Tell everybody we're only going to play 48 games, even though we have more than enough time to play a lot more than that. The owners, I don't think, want to do that.
No, they clearly don't want to do that. And the report today that suggests at least 6 to 8 owners across Major League Baseball are really in favor of just saying, hey, let's not play a season, also indicates that. And I love the text from the 817, more like Rob Manfred. And I think that is 100% a perfect text. I cannot stand Rob Manfred and the way Major League Baseball has handled this is absolutely disgusting. And for Major League Baseball fans, I feel and I empathize with the frustration because I have it as well.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.